Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Hour of Prayer at Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is our Hour of Prayer. This is where we come together with one accord to talk to the Father, amen? And He is your Father, and Jesus Christ is your Savior, amen? So if you have a prayer request tonight, you may call in at 319-527-6091. You also can go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Here on Purpose Kingdom, our mission and goal is to always encourage the children of God and to win souls for the kingdom. Amen. Here we believe that God is our everything, and Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our leader and guider into all truth. So again, if you have a testimony or prayer request tonight, I just want to call in and just say thank you, Jesus. Feel free to do that, amen? But right now, we're going to go to the throne in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Oh God, we praise you. You are Elohim. You are El Shaddai. You are Yahweh. You are the only true and living God. So God, we come tonight, God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we realize that it's in you that we live, it's in you that we move, it's in you that we have our being. You are the only God who eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. And God, we are your greatest creation. Hallelujah, man. We say, what is man that you are mindful of them? The Son of Man that you visit them, we made a little lower than you made the angels. God, we come before your throne tonight, oh God. We will lift up our shepherds, Lord. God, right now we lift up Pastor Toy before your throne. God, you know all about her, oh God. You know what she stands in need of, oh God. God, you said you will never leave her nor forsake her. Hallelujah. God, you said that you are everything that she needs, God. You promised in your word that you supply every need according to your glory by Christ Jesus. So God, nothing shall overtake her, God. Nothing. God, you said you are the angel of the Lord in care around them that fear him, God. God, move right now. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that you won't do. Touch her, oh God, in her need right now, oh God. Oh God, move like only you can. God, move like only you want to move, God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Hallelujah. God, you promised in your word that there was no good thing from them to walk outright before you. God, that's your word. You said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, God, more able, God, move like only you can in the name of Jesus. You said you never seen the righteous forsaken, not the seed begging bread. God, there's nothing too hard for you. So God, lift up my pastor before you, God. I lift up my pastors before you, God. Be a Pastor Bruce and Pastor Barbara Majette, God. Meet their need, every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you said in your word, God, that the latter days will be better than their former days. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. We lift up every spiritual believer before you, every spiritual leader before you, God, every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every elder, every evangelist, every minister, every deacon, every deaconess, every praise and worship leader, every choir member, every Sunday school teacher, every Sunday school member, every usher, God, every musician, every body of Christ lift up before you, oh God. God, this is your hour of prayer, and this is our hour of prayer, and we are talking to you, God. This time that we set aside minutes to always pray, but God, this is how we come together with one accord to give you back your word. God, your word moves you. Yeah, my people will come up and they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins and heal their land. God, we need a healing. Oh, God, every spiritual leader, we lift them up before you. Every minister, oh, God, every teacher of the gospel, Lord, every spiritual leader that will love your appearing, that's sold up on the gospel, that's in it for you, not in for material gain or for self-recognition, but in it for you, oh, God, elevate them in the name of Jesus the Christ. Have your way. God, you said you give us shepherds after your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they shall not be lacking, saith the Lord. God, elevate the body of Christ. Oh, God, we need you like never before in these last days. Oh, God, do a new healing. Do a new thing. Oh, God, you're doing a new thing. Shall we not know this will spring forth? God, we speak it, Abel Shanda. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. And, God, every mother in Zion that's weeping between the porch and the altar, oh, God, remember Mother Charlotte, God. Remember Mother Grave, Lord. Remember Mother Lorraine, Mother Jeanette, God. Mother Huff, Lord. Remember the Mother Lee, oh God. Mother Quoth, all the mothers that are weeping. Oh God, the prayers of the righteous avail as much, oh God. The ascetic prayer of the righteous avail as much, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Keep them like only you can, oh God. You are the God who answers prayer, oh God. And the fathers that are weeping, Lord, that are crying out for their household, Lord. There's so much going on in the earth, God. There's so many people that are without food and about to lose their home, God, because of this COVID-19. But God, you're bigger, God. You said you never see the righteous forsaken. Oh God. Let a word come forward to encourage them, God. Let them be encouraged with this prayer, God. You told us to pray. That means you're concerned about your people everywhere. Oh, God, move. Oh, God, you are a faithful God. You are a righteous God. You are a holy God. Oh, God, someone's grieving tonight, God, because they lost a loved one. Lord, your word is true that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, God, help them in their mourning, God. Help them, Lord, and know that you are God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. We lift you up. We don't pray to an unknown God. We pray to the true and living God. We pray to the God who hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah. We pray to a God who's willing to move on our behalf. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you said, when a man's ways please the Lord, you make even their enemies to be at peace, God. Poverty is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Lack is an enemy, God. Oh, God. is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God. Lord, those who are mourning, God. You are the greatest comforter. Oh, God. They're crying out, Lord. You know, God, the pain. Oh, God. Oh, God, send someone to encourage them with the word. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Oh, God, and Lord, the earthly leaders, remember every president, every, oh, God, remember America, God. Remember President Biden, God, Kamala, Lord, and the Senate, God. Lord, let them love the God of Shad, oh, God, let them love like they're supposed to, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. God, give them godly leaders in the White House that proclaim the word of God. God, your word lives. Your word lives. Jesus Christ is alive. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. God, remember every continent, every country, God, every ambassador, every prime minister, every leader that's in authority, God. You say you are the government, shall be upon his shoulders, oh God. God, we pray for the government, God. We pray, Lord, that your will be done. God, as you called us to prayer, prayer changes things. Oh God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. God, this is your time. God, do what you want to do. We yield to you, Father. Not our will be done, but your will. You called us to prayer. You told us that men are always praying, not lose heart. So God, we're praying. We believe in the elbow Sunday. Yes, it will shine. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, every continent, every country. God, you said there's no language where the voice is not heard. Oh, God, I remember the missionaries that want to sneak the gospel into parties and countries where it's not allowed, God, because you said every man has to hear the gospel before you come back, Lord, it has to be preached, Lord. So, God, the missionaries keep them covered. God, we know that song is going to be martyred. We know that, God. But, God, you still told us to pray for the head. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, oh, God, have your way, oh, Lord, we praise you, great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies, God, we thank you, and Lord, remember those who are incarcerated, those who are in prison, that are wrongfully accused, God, we've been praying for years, to let people's DNA stop to fight for them, and God, you're doing just that, God, you are faithful, God, God, move like only you can, Lord, God, as they go in to preach the gospel in the prisons, Lord, open up their hearts and your word be on good ground, Lord, and God, even as they go, God, those who are fighting for the innocent, God, give them the endurance to keep going in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. And then, God, those who did the crime and incarcerated, Lord, and are going to get out, God. God, let them have godly men in their lives to help them, to teach them to know how men are to act and be, Lord. Yes, oh, son. Oh, God. Oh, God. Have your way, Lord, not just the men, the women as well, God. Oh, God, let them see godly women. Let them see righteous women. So they know how to live. So they know how to be the holy man of our devotion. So they know how to live godly lives and to raise godly children, men and boys. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we pray. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, you said in your word that we are to mourn with those who mourn, God. Oh, God, we praise you. You are God. You are the true and living God. There's no God like Jehovah. Oh, God, and those who are sick with COVID-19, God, you know if it's a plan, you know if it's whatever it is, God, you're bigger than COVID-19. God, you're able to heal. You're able to heal any disease and sickness. God, you can heal COVID-19. You can heal cancer. You can heal diabetes and high blood pressure and schizophrenia. And MS, God, and bipolar. You can heal AIDS and HIV, God. You can heal renal disease and kidney failure. God, there's nothing that you can't heal, Lord. Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Oh, God. Oh, God, healing. Oh, God, for your children. Oh, God, healing for your children, oh, God. God, we praise you. We honor you. We reverence you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for you're doing great and mighty things. Well, we are glad. Get your glory, Lord. We love you. We honor you. We praise you. The blood of Jesus. And, oh, God, we give you back your word. You said the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. And God, you say in your word that you gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And that's my enemy's harm me, God. You said, upon this rock I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind in us shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in us shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of poverty and we lose financial gain in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of addiction and liberty in the name of Jesus. Oh God. We bind the spirit of anxiety and fear and worry and lose in the name of Jesus. Yes, it will. Oh, we bind the spirit of lack and lose abundance in the name of Jesus. We take the authority that God has given us. Hallelujah. We take the authority. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. You cannot have our families. You cannot have our children. You cannot have our grandchildren, great grandchildren. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus. You cannot penetrate the blood. You cannot penetrate the blood covering over our families, the blood covering over our children, the blood covering. We have a rainbow sundown. God, we praise you. We thank you. We honor you. And oh God, oh Lord, oh God, oh God, touch Brother Rob, Minister Rob, Lord, and Sister Janice, God. God, move for your Boshanda. Move Boshanda. Give Boshanda. God, get your glory. Get your glory. Get your glory. Get your glory, God. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too hard for you. God, we praise you. And God, because Minister Aaron, oh, God, you know what he stands in need of. Oh, God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God, there is a place in God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, Lord, he is my fortress. Oh, God, get your glory. Get your glory, oh, God. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for what you're doing at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you, oh God, and oh God, we give you all time. Oh God, have your way, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh God, we boshandi. Oh God, you're worthy, you're holy. Oh God, we praise you. We love you. We magnify you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you. We believe your word is true. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Have faith in God. With God, nothing shall be impossible. So God, we thank you for this hour of prayer. And if God, if someone's listening tonight, God, and is afraid to call in to ask for prayer, God, you know all about that too, God. You know the motive and intent of the heart. God, you see in the dark as well as the light, oh God. You know everything, God. Nothing's hidden from you, oh God. So because they tuned in tonight, God, yeah, I'm almost shocked, oh God. Oh God, encourage, God, help us encourage your people. Oh God, you're concerned about people everywhere. The believers and the non-believers, you're concerned, God. You're here to believe in our relationship with you. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. So, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray. And, oh, God. Oh, God, I lift up Thomasina before you, Lord. God, meet her need, God. Meet her need right now, oh, God. You know what she stands in need of, Heavenly Father. You are good, God. Draw her closer to you. In Jesus' name. Get your glory, God. Always obey you, Lord. This is your time, oh, Sunday. Get your glory, God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving, and we believe in hearts, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is God's hour, that, and this is our hour that we set aside to talk to our Father, amen. Hallelujah. You know what? We allow the Lord to have his way on the airway, and I don't apologize for speaking in tongues, amen, because our tongue is a heavenly language, and no, sometimes we have to have an interpreter where, oh, God, but when this is our prayer, when we are communicating with God, we can speak in tongues, because only the Holy Spirit knows what we should pray for, oh, God, oh, God, have your way. Oh, but someone don't understand it. It's a heavenly language that we can talk to the Father on behalf of his children. Oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. So, again, if anyone has a prayer request and want to call in tonight, feel free to do that. The number is 319-527-6091. You also can log on the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Amen. We're now going to be ministered to in song by our sister minister, Sister Adrian Allen.
Thou, my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me, all alone, this pilgrim. Savior, let me walk with thee. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Because at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, at the cross, at the cross, yeah, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the days. And you can't make me down here, you can't make me down here. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him, because you can't make me doubt him in my heart. What they say? I feel that prayer will turn in. I feel that prayer will turn in. I feel that prayer will turn in my heart. Oh, I feel that prayer will turn in.
Yeah.
I know the fire's burning. I feel the prayer will turn in my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today you took us way back. It's not like those old hymns, amen, that brought you through. Hallelujah. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the new music, but them old hymns, they brought you through. Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you for ministering in song. God is good. He's amazing. I'm going to share a scripture tonight. And, you know, I always ask the Lord to give me a scripture. And I'm going to be coming from a familiar passage of scripture. We all heard it, but I believe God wants us to hear it again. Amen. It's found in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and I will be coming out of the King James Version. Amen. Again, it's 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and I'll be starting at the first verse. And it reads as follows. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can or could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity, we're talking about love here. Amen. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity avoideth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is charity. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Again, charity is love, amen. Now we're talking about love, that's the agape love of God. The agape love of God has no boundaries and no limits, amen. And when we think about this scripture, you can have all the gifts that you may want to operate in. But if you don't have love, it profits you nothing. Nothing. So we have the love of God in our hearts. We don't get puffed up. We don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. But we see each other. And when we see each other like Christ wants us to see each other, that's with the love of God. You know, in Mark, the 12th chapter, it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, when we love people, you know, we can feel their pain, we can feel their hurt, and we are moved with compassion. When we love like God wants us to love, as I said earlier, you know, we don't feel like we're better than anybody. We don't, because love puts us all on the same field. Oh, God. Oh, God. We love, we don't judge one another, but we love with the love of God, with the love of compassion, the love of mercy. Now, I'm not saying that we are to participate with another man's sin. I'm not saying that. I'm not. But I'm just saying we have to be just so mindful that when we love with the love of God, the love of God, that love covers a multitude of sin. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh, God, that agape love. God wants us to walk in love. We are not to be critical of one another. God wants us to love like he loves, oh, God. We cannot tear down our brother, and we have to love him with the love of God. Oh, hey, God. Oh, Jesus, have your way, oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, God, just remember, oh, God, that the scripture says that, and now I'm by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, is love. You know, when I talked about this scripture, how that we have to love our neighbors, it's not just our neighbor that lives next door to us or across the street. I mean, if we come in contact to us, consider our neighbor. We have to love them so much that we have to let them know that God loves them and God is concerned about them too. Hallelujah. We're living in some dark days and evil days that people are hurting, and they need to know the love of God. They have to know that God can bring them through any situation. God is willing to bring them through any situation. So many people are hurting today, but they need to know not only that we love them, but God loves them too. And he is concerned about people. Hallelujah. God is concerned about people, but it was us as a body of Christ to show the love of Christ everywhere we go. See, we can't be like the world and don't show the love of God, because if we do, there's no difference. And God said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, God, we have to walk in love. Amen. We have to walk in love. So if anyone has a testimony tonight or have a prayer request, you can feel free to call in. But if you don't, we're going to end early tonight, amen, because I believe that we've done what the Lord asked us to do. We ministered in psalm, we read the scripture, we had prayer. So we're going to actually bring on, I'm going to do the altar call before we bring on the announcements, amen. Oh, God, we praise you. If anyone is listening and feel that they are not loved, the greatest love there is the love of God. Yes, family can love you, and your spouse can love you, or your children can love you, but there's nothing like the love of God. Oh, God. And we found that in the Word that God said that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Not only have everlasting life, but we can have an abundant life while we're here on this side of the heaven. And the only way that we can truly and completely enjoy life is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, I'm not saying that once you do that, you won't go through anything. I'm not saying that once you do, you might not feel pain every now and again. I'm not saying that once you accept Jesus Christ, that you won't feel lonely or feel abandoned. I'm not saying any of that. But what I'm saying is this, that when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you not only have the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ, but you have the assurance and the certainty that when you leave this side, you're going to be, then when you leave this side of the earth, you're going to be in God. Oh God, when you leave this side of the Jordan, you're going to be in the presence of the Almighty God. Because see, I've learned that I cannot live this life by myself. I've learned there's going to be some things that I cannot do. Only God can do. So when we're here on Purpose Kingdom Network and sharing the gospel and praying for you and singing in ministry and just telling the wonders of God, it's so that you will get to know Him as your personal Savior and be with Him forever. Because when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and when you feel like you just can't make it, and when the world looks so ugly and so grim, and it seems like nothing is going to work out good, just know that you have a friend in Jesus. Just know that God loves you, and He wants to move and work on your behalf. And the only way that He can do that is if you completely surrender to Him. The only way He can do that is you give Him the authority to work on your behalf. And the only way He can do that is by accepting His Son, Jesus the Christ. See, there's so many teachers out there that's telling you there's so many ways to get to heaven. There's so many ways to get to God. Why them to differ? Because if that was the case, what example would we have? Everyone has the same example how to live a godly life and how to live a faith-filled life. And that's only through Jesus the Christ. He's the only way. There's no other way to get to heaven. There's not many roads to get to heaven or God. The only way is, as I said, is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So, if you want a change, if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, If you are tired of trying to figure things out and trying to make things work, then we invite you to open up your heart and let Jesus in. Because you know what? Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. There's a psalm that says, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Yay, God, yes, we will shine that. Oh, God. So if you are listening tonight, and you want the peace that surpasses all understanding, all you have to do is repeat after me. Father God, because see now if you made a decision to accept Jesus as your Savior, you can now call God Father. Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and lost without Jesus the Christ. I repent of my sin and ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I'll live for you. Now, if you whispered this prayer, you are now born again. Welcome into the family of God. Hallelujah. Tell someone that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We encourage you to find a Bible-believing church in your community. Make sure you're going where they're preaching the gospel, because only the gospel will change your life, amen? And we also invite you to tune in here on Purpose Kingdom Network. If you, again, repeated that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to now bring on the announcements. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a part of Purpose Kingdom Networking. Each and every one of you that are joining us tonight, we'd like to thank you. We'd like to also thank you for sharing with your friends and family members. We greatly appreciate that. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly thank those that share with their friends and family members. Also, tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for Real Rap. And that's going to be hosted by Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Real Rap, hosted by Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. And we thank you so much for your support and your help here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members, no matter where in the world they are. We thank you and we appreciate your support. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those announcements. Amen. So we're going to close out tonight a little early. And we do want to thank everyone for listening in tonight on our hour of prayer. You know, every night we're on a Purpose Kingdom Network. Amen. But this is time that we do set aside to go to the throne. And it's a time, you know, we pray all the time, but this is how we all come together, amen, and just go before God with our prayer request. We're going to close out tonight if all hearts and minds are clear. Again, thank you for listening in. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just praise you for what you've done tonight, oh God. God, your word is true. It never goes out void, Heavenly Father. So, God, the message on love tonight, God, help us to love you more and to love one another more, oh God. Because we love you like we should, oh God. You change us. So, God, we thank you for the changing, and we thank you for the molding and the mending and the equipping and the working in our lives, oh, God, because we want to please you, Lord. We thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for the visionary, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the whole panel. We thank you for what you're doing at Purpose Kingdom Network, how you're elevating us, God. We thank you for the gifts that we operate in, Lord. We thank you, we are unique, God, and we fit into the body of Christ, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. So, God, we just thank you for being in our presence, Lord, because your word is true. When two of you, God, are gathered in, when two of us are gathered in your name, then you're in the midst. God, we thank you, God. We are not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. We are not holy. We put on Jesus Christ to be holy. He is holy. Oh, God, we might not understand everything, but we serve a God who does. Hallelujah. We might not know the outcome of a thing, but we serve the God who does. Hallelujah. We know that your word says that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. So, God, we're all called according to your purpose on Purpose Kingdom Network. So, no matter what we're going through right now, God, we know it's all going to be for our good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We praise you for what you're doing. So, God, we lift up our family members before you. We tell in your word that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. God, you said to train up a child in the way that they should go. When they don't, they will not depart from it, oh, God. We stay on your word, Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will last forever. There's power in your word. So, God, we speak your word. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. You said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things should be added unto us. What things? Peace, joy, love, mercy, grace, victory, triumph, healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We praise you. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. God, we thank you, Lord, as we're praying tonight, God. God, we lift up the wealthy in the land. God, you said it's you that give us the power to get wealth. So, God, those who have the abundance, God, let them give out their abundance to people are in need. Now, you're not just concerned about their money. You're concerned about their souls. Now, yes, some give, God, but there's some who don't, Lord. Some want to build down, tear down barns to build a bigger one. You're not happy with that, God. Yeah, God, get your glory, Lord. God, let the wealthy in the land get to the poor like never before in these land able. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. God, you know them. It's you that give people power to get wealth, Lord. God, let them do and give back, God, to their communities, to the body of Christ, to the people who are in need. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. God, we thank you. Oh, God, you are a great God. You are a holy God. And God, we thank you for the answer of prayer tonight. We thank you for the healing of bodies. We thank you for the peace of mind. We thank you for the touch, oh God. We thank you for the drawing nigh. We thank you for being closer in you. We thank you for the hunger for the word and the hunger for holiness. We thank you for the longing to please you, God. We thank you, oh God, for the deliverance. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for favor. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, God. Everyone that's listening tonight, God, send a miracle to the house, Lord. Send a miracle. Miracles, signs, and wonders, Father. Yes, Father. God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. God, we've done what you told us to do, God. We met you at the appointed hour. So now we're going to believe you to do the impossible because we can, God. Yay, oh, God. We can do nothing without you. We don't want to do nothing without you. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. For hearing this prayer, thank you, God. And meet us tomorrow night at the same time, oh God, on Purpose Kingdom Network. And God, remember again, God, Pastor Toy, Lord. Remember again, Atheist, Lord, and Adrian, God, and Minister Aaron, and Minister Rob, God, and Sister Dominique, Minister Dominique, oh God, the daughters of Ruth, Lord, City, for everybody, God, that work up the order for Shanda. God, we want to please you. We want to honor you. We're sold out, God. And God, if I renounce, God, no, I forgot a name, but God, you know them, all about them, God. You know them, Lord. God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. And God, not just Purpose Kingdom Network, Lord, but every outlet that's on the internet or airwaves, God. Every ministry that has a platform that's preaching the gospel and praying and teaching the word and witnessing, God, and encouraging them. God, if you are the center of their attraction, if you are the center of their attention, God, elevate them for your glory, God. Elevate them for your glory. Because it's all about you, God. It's not about us, but it's about the true and living God. Now, Lord, as we leave the airway tonight, God, and as we sleep tonight in our homes, God, keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our automobiles covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our children and families under the blood of Jesus. Everything that pertains to us, God, keep us covered under the blood. Oh, God, and there's someone that listened tonight that was in doubt. If someone just listened tonight, God, to pick and to say that we said things that was not right or was incorrect. God, you know all about that too, because there's nobody perfect except Jesus Christ. We don't confess perfection. We profess the gospel. Yeah, go Sunday, go Sunday. Oh, God, get your glory. Get your glory, Lord. Get your glory. We praise you. We honor you. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Let every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We invite you to tune in tomorrow night. And when you wake up tomorrow morning with new joy, new strength, and a new determination to want to go on and be that all God has called us to be. Amen. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Step one to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.